This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Within a 24-hour period, there are at least 5,000 more deaths globally from COVID-19, taking the figure to more than 583,000 dead. In the United States, there are more than 137,000 deaths from it. The number of confirmed infections is more than 13.5 million and approximately 3.5 million in the U.S. U.S. President Trump is attempting to quell reports of a rift between himself and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, stating again that he has a very good relationship with Fauci. Speaking to reporters as he left for an event on infrastructure in Atlanta, Mr. Trump insisted that we're on the same team. He went on to say that we want to get rid of this mess that China sent us, so everybody's working to the same line, and we're doing very well. We're doing well in a lot of ways, and our country's coming back very strong. The president also looked to distance himself from an op-ed written by his trade advisor, Peter Navarro, in USA Today newspaper, in which Navarro says he found Fauci has been wrong about everything he has interacted with him on. Asked if Navarro went wrong or rogue in writing the piece, Mr. Trump said that he had made a statement representing himself and shouldn't be doing that. With the virus pandemic getting worse, Congress will be back in Washington next week to consider a fresh relief package. Republicans have been reluctant to approve more aid, but priorities have shifted as the virus continues hammering the U.S. Senate. GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says that he now hopes to quickly approve a relief bill, which is expected to hit $1 trillion. He's rolling out details next week, focusing on schools and kids, jobs and unemployment, as well as health care. House Democrats have already approved a similar package. This is VOA News.